in this country, as sort of distinct from America, there'd always been a tradition for cognitive psychology or experimental psychology, and there was the origins of this, if you like, go back to Bartlett in Cambridge and his students, and Donald Broadbent, who was the leading light and head of the APU, was sort of spearheading this venture in this country. And he was also in Cambridge along with Zangwill. So became aware, fortunately, that there was another aspect to experimental psychology other than running rats in mazes. I, along with other English psychologists, were more influenced by Donald Broadbent, who was very much an advocate for information processing approach. And I thought that in my work here at the National, that information processing approach was exactly what was required to sort of impose, if you like, on top of a sort of neurological analysis, and that the two together would make a very sort of powerful tool for understanding more about the brain.